Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, your fun, informative, and accessible guide to the latest and greatest in technology. Hey, don't roll your eyes if you think this show is going to be a boring discussion of things like microprocessors or motherboard circuitry or anything like that. This is a show that's fun and explains technology in everyday English. How about that? Popular topics on Tech Talk include cool gadgets, websites, video games, computers, cameras, TVs, cell phones, and portable music players. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft LifeCam Show, the top-of-the-line video web camera to chat with friends and family around the world for free. Experience high-definition video, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's the Microsoft LifeCam Show. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. In fact, every Sunday night now, between 7:30 and 8, I do a live chat with CNN in Atlanta. It's on a show called CNN Today, and it's live in about 210 countries. And I use a Microsoft LifeCam Show because it's high-definition video. So I used to go to Atlanta. Then they'd say, okay, you know what? We can do it via satellite. We'll have you go to a place in Toronto, like a CBC studio or CTV, and I'll do a live chat. But now the quality is so good that they're like, you know what? Stay in your home office, install a webcam, as long as it's a high-def webcam. Throw on a microphone so it's a little bit better than the mic that's built into the web camera. So I have a little clip-on mic to my ear. And let's do a live chat from your home. So like, hey, I'm not going to argue. I don't have to leave the house. So I do a chat every Sunday night on the very same product that is our product sponsor for today, the LifeCam Show. Very cool stuff. By the way, they're about $99, but well worth it since you can chat with friends and family around the world. All right, well, speaking of gadgets, we all know boys love their tech toys, but did you know women do too? According to a recent survey, more than 3 out of 4 women said they'd choose a TV over a diamond solitaire necklace. Yes, that's true. Women preferred a top-of-the-line cell phone to designer shoes, and a little white iPod narrowly trumped a little black dress. And so today, we're going to look at the latest and greatest in gadgets for both men and women, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, in a number of categories such as portable music players, cameras, digital photo frames, laptops, GPS devices, smartphones, and so on. Joining me in the studio live at Yonge and St. Clair is Roy McGregor from Future Shop. He's here to help answer your calls about what's hot and offer buying tips for great gadgets. So welcome to the show, Roy.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So what we're going to do is we're going to open the lines and ask you, our valued listeners, our dear listeners, if you have any questions about something you've had your eye on. Maybe you've got that gift certificate burning a hole in your pocket still that you received over the holidays, and you want to buy one of these new gadgets, an MP3 player, a cell phone, a laptop, or a TV. We will help you isolate what are the most important features when you're shopping for a new gadget, let's say at a Future Shop location near you. Or if you want to tell us about a gadget that you love, that you are playing around with lately and you can't live without, share it with the rest of the GTA and give us a call. And I'll tell you about our great grand prize for today's show in a moment. But the numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010. If you're in the Toronto area, that's 416-872-1010. Outside of the GTA, it's simply 1-800-561-CFRB. That's 1-800-561-CFRB. Or on your cell phone, it's also a free call, *8255. That's *8255 on your cell phone to have your question or comment aired today on Tech Talk between now and 1 p.m. Well, courtesy of Future Shop, we have a fantastic giveaway today, a Creative Labs MP3 player. It's called the Zen. It's an 8 gigabyte MP3 player, and we'll learn more about this in a moment from Roy. So here's how we'll give it away. Everyone who gets on the air today is eligible for a callback at the end of the show. So if you call in with a question or comment, our lovely screener, Sarah, is going to write down your phone number, and randomly, we're going to call you at the end of the show. If you answer the phrase correctly, today's secret phrase is Tech Talk Rocks, then you've won yourself the 8 gigabyte Creative Zen MP3 player, which retails for about $130. So that's all you have to do. Also, the first caller, as if that wasn't enough, the first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win another prize pack. It consists of a 550-page book, Windows Vista Help Desk by Andy Walker, a frequent guest on this show. And we're going to pair that up with a computer game for your PC called Zuma Deluxe. It won Game of the Year in the casual gaming space. It's a puzzle game, great for kids and kids at heart. So those two are going to be given away together to the first caller after 12:30. But the grand prize is a $130 MP3 player from Creative. We are asking you, what gadget can't you live without that you're playing around with? Or if you're in the market for a new great gadget, let us know if you have any questions about what to look for, whether it's a camera, an MP3 player, a laptop, a TV, and so on. We are joined this hour by Greg McGregor from Future Shop. Sorry, Roy McGregor, not Greg McRoyer. It's Roy McGregor. Welcome again to the show, Roy.
Hi, thanks, Mark.
I told you before the show this was live, and I'm going to make mistakes too, right?
That's all right.
There you go. Roy McGregor from Future Shop has joined us. So can you tell our listeners about the grand prize that they are... While we're waiting for the lines to light up, let's hear about what you've provided. And thank you again for bringing that in.
No problem. It's a Creative MP3 player, Creative Zen. It is an 8 gig in size. It'll hold about 2,000 songs. It's good for video and photos. It's also expandable and has a 2.5-inch screen.
Right. So the expandable part is that you can add more memory. So you can put in another 8 gigabyte card, and now you've got 4,000 songs.
Absolutely.
And the good news is that those little memory cards, which are about the size of a postage stamp, are relatively affordable now.
Yeah, you can sometimes when they're on sale, you can get them anywhere from $10, $20.
Amazing. And I should tell our listeners, since this is radio, that this Creative Zen that we're giving away is about the size of about 5 or 6 credit cards stacked on top of one another. So imagine that. Take out 5 or 6 of your credit cards, stack them on top of one another on a table, and that is the exact size of the Zen. And it does have, as Roy said, a nice 2.5-inch screen to watch videos like music videos or camcorder footage or downloaded TV shows, as well as look at your photos if you want, like in a slideshow format with music, or you can listen to music, audiobooks, and podcasts with the speakers built in. Cool. All right. So while we're waiting for the lines to light up, Roy, I also want to ask you about, just generally speaking, what are some of the hottest gadgets or gear available at Future Shop right now?
Right now, laptops are a very big thing. They are starting to release quad-core processors in laptops.
Okay. And what does that mean, quad-core processor?
Quad-core processor, basically what that is it's almost like having 4 brains as opposed to having 2 with all the dual-core stuff.
Right.
So for multitasking and things like that, basically it's going to help speed up things and allow you to do it quicker and get it done in a more reasonable time.
Yeah, my latest laptop, Roy, is a Dell PC, and it's got a quad-core processor from Intel, and it is amazing, like blazing fast performance. I would never have dreamed of playing my high-end computer games on a laptop, but now it's possible with quad-core processors. And you're right, multitasking, which when you see kids today on their laptop, they're doing 10 things at once, right? They're downloading music, they're chatting with their friends via instant messenger, they're surfing the web, they're writing in an essay, all simultaneously, as if it was like secondhand to them. And by having more cores on the chip, without getting too technical, by having a quad core opposed to a single core or a dual core, allows you to multitask a lot smoother as well. Cool. And amazingly, it also means better energy efficiency, which translates to longer battery life. You'd think with all that power, you're going to eat away the battery faster, but these crazy brilliant engineers can squeeze more battery life out of it.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. With the battery life issue, Intel, right? The newer Intel Centrino 2s, that's a really big thing for getting the most out of your battery and getting most out of the power efficiency.
On that note, I received an email last week asking what is the laptop that has the longest battery life. I didn't get a chance to respond. So if you're listening, it's the HP 6930P. It's called an EliteBook 6930P. It's the first laptop that can go 24 hours. On a single charge. You do need to buy this optional 12-cell battery with it for about $99, but it can, I mean, if you're a world traveler, if you're on these transatlantic flights and all that jazz, then that's the one that you're going to want. It's the HP EliteBook 6930P as in Peter, and it starts at about $1,300. Cool. All right. You know what? We're going to take a short break in a moment, but I can see a lot of callers with questions about buying new gadgets, some that want to share with us their favorite gadgets. So we're looking forward to talking to you. I want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in now, that we're chatting with Roy McGregor from Future Shop all about great gadgets today. If you have questions about what to look for when you're shopping for electronics, let's hear from you because we know it can be overwhelming. We know it can be intimidating, so we want to help you. And as a little thank you, one lucky person is going to get a call back at the end of the show. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, and you'll win yourself an 8-gigabyte MP3 player from Creative, courtesy of our friends at Future Shop. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. But right now, it's 12:17. Time to check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. back to Tech Talk. Today we're talking about great gadgets. You know, it's not just boys who love their toys. Women do as well. Recent studies show that 54.5% of all tech purchases are by women. So, yeah, Sarah's going, yeah, that's me, girl. Yeah? You like your tech? Awesome. Sarah Rice is our screener, and she's a self-proclaimed gadget junkie as well. And, you know, hey, this is what I do for a living, so naturally I get giddy when I get a new smartphone or new MP3 player. I love toying around with it, often, you know, with my wife rolling her eyes, looking at me like I'm, you know, some eight-year-old. But hey, you know, I'm 38, and I love this stuff, and I'm sure my guest does as well. Roy McGregor from Future Shop, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
We are answering your questions on what to look for if you're in the market for a new laptop or TV or portable gadget, like a GPS unit or MP3 player. And speaking of MP3 player, we're giving away a Creative Zen 8GB MP3 player to a lucky listener. Just get your question on the air, and you're eligible for a callback at the end of the show. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, and this $130 grand prize is yours. The first caller after 12:30 is also going to win a prize pack. I'll tell you about that again in a few moments. But the numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's start with Rashid in Hamilton. Hi, Rashid. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you very much. Actually, I'm looking to buy a new GPS device.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to know what important tips I have as a new buyer.
Okay, so you're going to be using it on the road or like while hiking or fishing?
Yeah, road.
You've got lots of options. You'll definitely want to stick with you know, one of the brands like Garmin or TomTom.
TomTom
is really big in Europe and starting to get very big in North America. Some of the features you might want to consider include text-to-speech. So instead of it just saying, you know, turn left in 100 meters, it'll tell you the name of the street to turn left on, which can help. Also, you're going to want to look for Bluetooth connectivity because this might be law in Ontario. So what it does is it turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. So as long as you have your cell phone in your jacket pocket while driving or on the seat beside you, you can use the speaker built into your GPS unit to talk if you must while you're driving. Plus, you can also see the name of the person calling on the GPS screen when the call, like kind of like call display. So that's a neat little feature to look for. And finally, real-time traffic is starting to catch on. And some Garmin units offer free real-time traffic. Otherwise, it's about $50 or $60 a year. This will tell you when there's an area of your city. And Toronto, by the way, is one of those supported cities. It'll tell you if there's an area of congestion caused by an accident or, you know, just rush hour traffic or construction. And it'll tell you and suggest an alternate route. So those are some of the features to look for, Rashid. Thank you for the great call. GPS units are very popular and increasingly as a service in your cell phone, which you might want to consider as well for about $10 a month. Bell, Rogers, Fido, Telus, they all have built into your cell phone turn-by-turn instructions as well. Let's go to Mark in Mississauga. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Happy Sunday.
Happy to you, too. Happy Valentine's.
Thanks, and to you.
I thank you for the information on the laptop because my wife is looking to buy a latest one with Dell, and that gives me somewhere to go with it. But my question was, my daughter is interested in buying a camera. A camera within a laptop.
Oh,
or
a web camera.
A webcam. Sorry.
Yep.
And you know, I'm a little worried about the security risk, but all her friends have it now, and they really do. You know, they get together and network and. And I'm really interested in finding out what are the best ones, and then what are some of the security applications I can use to sort of, you know, make sure I'm taking care of the issues with that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If you've got young kids in the house, you may be reluctant for them to be chatting with their face, you know, on the internet with, you know, Lord knows who. But,
absolutely.
You know, you have to obviously trust that they're going to be chatting with their friends in like a Windows Live Messenger or Skype or something like that.
Right.
And not with strangers who are trying to court them.
Exactly.
So, you know, like any piece of technology, it can be used or abused. If, you know, you've discussed with your kids about safety with these things and you put your computer in a central area of the home with lots of traffic so they're not hiding anything, that's always a recommended tip by parenting experts. But you asked about the top ones, and I'm just going to disable the call, Mark, just because it's a little noisy on your end. Logitech and Microsoft are the top two webcam manufacturers, and Roy's nodding his head here. I'm a fan of the Microsoft ones. As I said, I use that one professionally on a live CNN chat every Sunday night. But within each Logitech and Microsoft one, you'll find varying levels of quality versus price. So I opt for the top of the line $99 LifeCam Show, which is the product that's the sponsor for today's show. So that's the one I recommend. But again, you know, there are safety and security concerns naturally. Some of them have a little lens cover that you can close when you're not being used just for an extra little bit of peace of mind. But obviously it starts with the discussion and trusting your kids and making sure they're well aware of some of the cyber predators out there and some of the things that you should and should not be doing with a web camera. And you can use your imagination. It can be pretty scary out there. So, you know, obviously make sure you and your kids have that kind of discussion. Very, very good question, by the way. Hey, all right, let's talk to Joan in Thornhill as our last caller before the next break. Hi, Joan. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm in the market for a new camera. I mean, we're deciding, do we get a camera, do we get a camcorder? We're only going to get one. If we do get a camera, what would you suggest?
Okay. So I would recommend... if you're not looking for one of those bulky DSLR cameras or single lens reflex cameras, which take amazing photos, but they're, you know, they're bigger and they've got the option for interchangeable lenses and all that. If you're in the market for something compact and less expensive, then you're just going to want a brand name digital camera you can slip into your purse or pocket that can take good quality shots. You're going to want something, you know, this whole megapixel argument is a show, unto itself, but you're going to probably look for a 7 or 8 megapixel digital camera. Less is fine for 4x6 photos, but you know, when you go shopping today, it'll probably be at least 7 megapixels. You're going to want some good zoom if you're taking shots of, say, kids on a soccer field and you're sitting in the stands, better than 3x zoom. You're going to want the ability to shoot video. You're going to want different modes like night mode and macro mode, which is a close-up mode. And that's all pretty typical, even in a, say, $150 digital camera from the likes of Canon and Nikon and Kodak and the like. So if you have any other questions on that, Joan, we do have to wrap up. Email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. We are going to take a short break now. We'll return with our first prize pack, more with Roy McGregor from Future Shop. He works, by the way, in the computer and television sections, if you have any specific questions on that. And we'll, of course, get ready to give up our grand prize at the end of the show. Stick with us. More Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is brought to you by Microsoft LifeCam Show, the top-of-the-line video web camera to chat with friends and family around the world for free. Experience high-definition video, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's the Microsoft LifeCam Show. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. Today we're joined by Roy McGregor from Future Shop to chat about the latest and greatest in gadgets. Welcome to the show, Roy.
How you doing?
We are having fun. We're answering your questions about cameras, laptops, TVs, and computers and televisions are Roy's specialty, but we're happy to entertain any questions about GPS units, smartphones, MP3 players, and we are giving away an MP3 player. Roy brought with him from Future Shop an 8 GB Creative Zen. This is a pocket-size MP3 player. It's about the size of 5 or 6 credit cards stacked high, and it can play movies and music and videos and movies and videos, I guess, are almost the same thing. It's also got an FM radio and a voice recorder, two things you won't find in an iPod. And a third thing you won't find in an iPod is expandable memory. It has an SD card slot, so you can actually add more information, more data to support, to play more songs or podcasts or audiobooks. And battery life is 25 hours for audio or 5 hours for video. It's valued at $130. We're going to call anybody back. We're going to call somebody back randomly, whoever gets on the air with a question. It'll be about 5 to 1 when we do that. Answer the phone with our secret phrase. I'll give it out one more time. Tech Talk rocks. And then this 8 GB Zen is yours. But we also promised a prize to the first caller after the 12:30 break. It's actually two prizes, and that will go to Donna on the 427. Hi, Donna. You're on News Talk 1010. Hello?
Okay, I need a laptop.
Okay,
and...
hold on, Don. Before your question, first of all, you've won yourself Windows Vista Help Desk and the Zuma Deluxe game, okay? Congrats.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you heard that.
No,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, good. Now I want to take your question.
I want a bunch of stuff. Okay, good. I need to buy a laptop. I need it to be user-friendly, and I need to use it for business when I travel.
Okay, Roy,
and
any suggestions?
Green.
For a good solid quality product, you're probably going to want to pick between a Sony, HP, or a Toshiba. I would recommend looking for something with at least 2 GB of RAM, 160 GB hard drive or more would be nice.
So RAM refers to how fast the applications load up and multitasking easier.
Yes.
The 160 GB hard drive is storage space, so like it can store all your songs and documents. She said she's using it more for business, so PowerPoint presentations, documents, spreadsheets.
Yep. You're going to want to look for something with a dual-core processor. So again, as we referred to at the beginning of the show, something that is basically two brains as opposed to one. It's going to help with multitasking.
And also, if you're using it for business, Donna, and you're traveling, definitely battery life is something you should consider, because there's nothing worse than, you know, working on a presentation on a plane and the battery conks out. So you're definitely going to want something that can give you some good battery life. And a lot of the new laptops now are really good. That was always the Achilles heel of laptops was battery life, but it's really come along. So you were saying, Roy, HP, Sony, and Toshiba, you like those brands? Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Excellent. So there you go, Donna, and congrats for winning that prize pack. And when she said she was green, I don't know if she was like envious or like she's got lots of money to spend. I don't know what she meant by that. But hey, that's all good. Or maybe she's environmentally conscious. All right. Good one, Dwayne. All right. See, that's the pleasure of live radio. Dwayne can whisper these things in my ear that from behind the glass, and I laugh, and no one knows at home what he's saying to me. We're not making fun of you, Donna. We're glad you won the prize, and we welcome any and all questions about laptops and other gadgets, including Paul's got one from Richmond Hill as well about laptops. Hi, Paul. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi. I have a daughter going off to university in the fall, so I'm in the market for a laptop. And I was just curious as to what some of the key features we should be looking for, how much money you'd suggest we spend. And she's going to be there for 4 years, obviously, so I'm willing to spend enough money so that it lasts the full 4 years. And so just kind of looking for your input on that.
Yeah, great question.
Same thing as our last caller there. You want to get a good, solid quality product, Toshiba, Sony, or HP. Some of the key features that you'd probably want to look at is, again, the RAM, which is going to help with the overall speed of the computer. Your processor, that's another big thing, as Mark was saying, with the battery life, maybe with something with the newer Intel Centrino processors, which will help with that. Obviously, she's going to university, so you're also going to want to make sure that you're going to get Microsoft Office and that. Now, those products do not come with laptops or desktop computers anymore. So you're going to want to look at getting some of those programs so she can get the schoolwork done.
Also, Paul, this is Mark here. Because your daughter's going to be toting this around campus, you're going to probably want to find a relatively lightweight laptop, somewhere as low as 2 pounds now. And that's going to certainly be easier on her shoulder as she brings it to class. The only exception is that if she also wants to use it as an entertainment device, like let's say she's in a dorm room and she wants to watch movies on it or play games on it to unwind at the end of the day, the bigger the screen, the better for entertainment, but it's going to add weight to the laptop when it's a bigger screen. So that's something that you may want to discuss with your daughter. The sweet spot's kind of like 15 inches for a laptop, opposed to 17, which may be too bulky and heavy for your daughter. And a 12-inch laptop may be too small of a screen for her to enjoy, you know, movies and DVDs and things like that. Also, just if I can pipe in as well, I'm a fan of Dell laptops as well. I know you do buy them direct, Roy, with all respect, being from Future Shop, but I also would recommend Dell as a laptop as well. I think they make great machines. So, cool. Great questions. And we have another laptop question, this time from Jennifer, calling from the North End. You're on with Tech Talk, Mark Saltzman, and Roy McGregor from Future Shop.
Hi. I'm looking around at buying laptops, and one thing I've noticed is that, well, this is mostly when you buy them online, you can choose between SSD hard drives, which are often more expensive, and like other types of hard drives.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what the difference is, which is better, I guess.
Yeah. So, Roy, if you can explain first what an SSD drive is compared to an HDD, which is a hard drive, and then we'll talk about the pros and cons.
Okay. Well, a solid-state drive, basically, that's what it is. It's a solid-state drive, so there's really no moving parts in it, as opposed to a regular hard drive where, you know, it has to spin.
Right, and a solid-state drive, Roy, if I'm not mistaken, is kind of like flash memory, like what's in your digital camera.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
When you go with the solid-state drives, they are going to help on the battery life because they are more power efficient, right? There's not really any moving parts on the inside, so that's not going to drain your battery.
And they're more durable as well because there's less moving parts.
Yep,
so it's less likely something's going to happen if you should drop it or bang it in the bag.
Well, I wouldn't recommend dropping it, but I'm sure that does happen.
Right. Yeah. They claim, you know, experts are claiming that solid state drives are more durable overall.
Yep.
But the trade-off, Roy, is that they are, as Jennifer has mentioned, they are more expensive and with less space as well. You can't buy, at this point anyways, a 250 gig SSD drive for your laptop.
Nope.
Yeah. So it's going to be a trade-off. If you think you're going to have this huge music collection and you're not going to be able to fit it all on a solid-state drive, you might still want to opt for a hard drive. But if you want to learn more about that, it's as easy as opening up your favorite search engine and typing SSD and then space HDD. And you'll find many comparison charts on the differences between a solid-state drive and a hard disk drive and the pros and cons for each. But great question. We are going to take another short break, and we return going back to the lines, getting up, collecting more names, rather, to call somebody back randomly at the end of the show to give away our grand prize. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 if you have questions about what to look for when you're shopping for your next gadget. We'll be right back with more with Roy McGregor from Future Shop. But first, time is 12:40. You know what that means. Let's check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Today, we're chatting with Roy McGregor from Future Shop. And speaking of a big box retailer like Future Shop, let's face it, it could be intimidating when you walk into one of these stores and you see a sea of televisions. And they all seem to look the same. Yet with varying price points and different features that you may not even understand, you know, like 120 hertz this and plasma that and contrast ratio this. What does it all mean? So what we're doing today with Roy McGregor from Future Shop, and welcome again back to the show.
Thank you.
What we're doing is we're helping answer your questions about what to look for when you're shopping for a laptop, a TV, a camera, a GPS unit, an MP3 player, and the like, just to help make some sense of it all and arm you with a bit more information on making an educated purchase. What we're doing is we're also giving away a Creative Zen MP3 player to a lucky listener. We'll call them back in about 10 minutes. If they answer the phone with the secret phrase, they'll win the grand prize. Anybody who's been on the air is eligible for a callback. Sarah, our screener, is going to take your phone number, and we'll randomly pick a number and call you back. And we welcome any and all questions about buying a new gadget. Or if you've got this tech toy that you just can't put down, feel free to tell us why. You know, give us a call. Tell us what your favorite gadget is and why. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Before we go back to the lines and chat with Andrea, you know, Roy, let's talk a bit about Future Shop. Why, I'm going to put you on the spot here, why should somebody shop at Future Shop?
Well, there's a number of reasons, really. One big thing with Future Shop is get it first. What I mean by that is we want to be stocking the latest in what's out there, right? The latest in TVs, laptops, whether it's an MP3 player or the new smartphones are starting to come out. We want to make sure that we are stocking it first.
And enough of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like video games. I know you guys have, like, you open up at midnight for big game launches. You want to, that's the problem with some stores is that you might finally get in, but then they don't have any left.
Yeah, no, we definitely want to make sure that we are stocking enough to make everyone happy.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing with Future Shop, the big thing is our lowest price guarantee, right? We're going to definitely make sure that you are satisfied with the price that you're paying, and we're going to beat any other competitor out there.
Yeah, so you just go, if you do find it cheaper, you bring in like the flyer or something and you show the salesperson at Future Shop, and then they'll... Do they match it, or do they beat it by a certain percentage?
What we do is we actually we beat it by 10% of the difference.
Yeah. Okay, 10% of the difference. Cool. And also, just going back to what you first said about making sure it's in stock, I know that there's this feature that not everybody knows about on the futureshop.ca website. If there's a product you want to buy and you're reluctant to go to your local Future Shop to get it because they may not have it in stock, you can actually see it on the website. You click what your nearest location is, and it'll tell you, right?
Yep. What you do is once you find the item that you're looking for, basically what it will show you is it'll break it down by province. You select your province, and you can select up to 4 stores, and it will give you a little check mark at which stores have it in stock.
Cool. Excellent. Let's go to Andrea in Don Mills. Thanks for calling, Andrea, and for holding on.
I'm looking for an iPod dock that's also a CD player that has a good sound, although my iPod Nano is one of the first that came out, so is it too obsolete to find a docking station for it at this point?
Good questions. If I'm not mistaken, let me answer your second question first. The iPod Nano, does it have that dock connector at the bottom? It's about, it's about 2 centimeters long?
Yeah.
So that will work in virtually any iPod docking station. And for those who are listening, what Andrea's referring to are these basically tabletop stereos that you can drop your iPod onto and listen to your music without headphones because you're listening to them through the speakers. And at the same time, it charges up your iPod. I don't know of any that have a CD player as well. I know there was a clock radio from iHome one of the first generation ones that had a CD player. But most people now, if they do buy still, you know, if they still buy CDs, they're putting it on their iPod anyways. So what I'd like to do, Andrea, is give you my email address, techtalk@cfrb.com. Okay. Email me, and I'll research if there is a good sounding, because that was another one of your must-haves. It has to be a good-sounding iPod dock with a CD player. I can't think of any offhand that have both a CD player and a docking station for your iPod.
Okay.
But email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. Andrea is eligible for a callback at the end of the show to win her second MP3 player that she can give to somebody as a gift, since she's already happy with her iPod. We're giving away a Creative Zen that can store about 2,000 songs. Let's go to Andrew in Guelph. Hey, Andrew. I think you have an MP3-related question as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I do. I'm looking for something, attachments that are totally portable, though, like you're talking about an FM tuner, something that can attach to an existing MP3 player, and also a speaker or so, something even very portable, not like a docking station, something that I can just carry with me and listen to that on the road or wherever, that I don't have to have the earbuds in. So I'm looking at something, say, for an FM tuner with good reception and then portable speakers. Is that an option?
Well, there are products that they have portable speakers for iPods that sound great, and they're battery operated and offer AC. And then there are those FM transmitters that will wirelessly beam your songs to a nearby FM radio, such as in your car. But I don't know of a product that does both.
Okay.
That sounds interesting. You know, there might be like a boombox that has the ability to wirelessly sync with your car stereo, but it seems to me that you wouldn't really keep it in your car when,
right.
You know, so if you want to learn more, do you want, before we have to wrap up for a break, but do you want me to tell you about what to look for in an FM transmitter, or you want to find, you're asking for a product that doesn't really exist?
Okay.
Yet.
There's something I can do then.
Okay.
maybe, how about wireless earbuds? Is there such a thing as that yet?
They have wireless headphones, you know, with the exception of, you know, no iPods actually have built-in Bluetooth stereo that let you put on a pair of wireless headphones, but
okay.
Other MP3 players do, such as some Samsung models. But that's a good question, Andrew. So it wouldn't be earbuds, it would be earphones, and they do have wireless ones, but they do have a Bluetooth adapter for iPods that snap into the bottom and let you wirelessly put on a pair of stereo 2.0 headphones. Good question. We got to take another short break. When we return, a couple more calls and, of course, give away our grand prize. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Roy McGregor from Future Shop. Welcome back to the show, Roy.
Thank you.
We're going to be giving away an MP3 player in a moment, courtesy of our friends from Future Shop. We have time for another caller. Basically, what we're doing today is asking you to give us a call with questions about what to look for when you're shopping for your next gadget or gear or game, and we're trying to give you some advice on some features that are important, maybe some that aren't as important in today's day and age. Also, we didn't get any calls this hour, but I did ask about, you know, what your favorite gadget is. Maybe we'll save that for another show, because I find that when you actually are playing around with something that you absolutely love, you are compelled to tell people about it. You just want to share an amazing website you found, or a great tech toy, or, you know, maybe it's an app you downloaded for the iPhone or iPod Touch or something that you just think is amazing. You can't wait to show somebody. So maybe we'll leave that for another show, since today it seems like it's more of a listen and learn or have your questions answered kind of show, which is great. What we're going to do is now talk about TVs, something we haven't really chatted a lot yet about this hour, and that will be with Theo on the 401. Hi, Theo.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I learned you guys answer half my questions already. I'd like to thank you for that.
Sure.
And my question is, I hear a lot of different things regarding flat screens. Do I go for 720 or 1080 or plasma or LCD? My question, I have one question with two parts to it. And that is, if I hear, like, what do I go for, LCD or plasma or 720 or 1080? And secondly, some people tell me don't go for the THX built-in if you have a digital output. I'm getting a little confused, and hopefully I can get that clarified.
Yeah. Good questions, Theo. I'm just going to put you on, you know what? I'm gonna have to put you on hold. We're gonna have to answer that a little bit quickly. So, Roy, plasma versus LCD. You want to quickly run through the pros and cons?
Basically, that's probably one of the biggest questions out there right now for TVs. But with LCD, you're going to go either a 60 hertz or 120. Some of the newer ones will do the Auto Motion Plus technology, which basically what it's going to do is help remove motion blur. It's going to calculate the image that's in between frames and insert them in.
So 120 hertz technology is popular now for LCD TVs, not for plasma. Yeah.
Yes, sorry, for LCD.
Yeah.
With plasmas, you're going to go at a 480 hertz. Okay, they're going to use a little bit less energy, You're going to get a higher dynamic contrast ratio. Some of the newer Panasonics are going to do 1,000,000 to 1, whereas with LCDs, they're in around 50,000.
And that refers to how black the scenes are, you know, how nice and dark some of the movies are, instead of it looking a little grayish, right? Plasmas are better for contrast than LCD, generally speaking.
In a well-lit room, you're going to want to go with LCD.
Right, because if it's plasma, it's got a glass screen, and it can reflect the light back to the viewer and obscure the view. Whereas LCD, it's more of a matted plastic that can absorb rather than reflect the light. So it handles light a little bit better, like
exactly.
Room with big windows.
Yep.
Great. We are going to call somebody back now. So go for it, Dwayne. Let's see if we can get somebody to remember that secret phrase. We'll give away our grand prize. Thank you to everybody who called in today. And by the way, an MP3 player and CD player in one that has good sound would be the Denon S52 to answer that caller's question. The Denon S-52. Let's see if they remember that secret phrase. Oh, sorry, dear. We have to go to the next caller. Sorry, Dwayne. I know we're running out of time here. So let me just thank our sponsor then right now. It's Microsoft's LifeCam Show, a top-of-the-line webcam with high-definition video, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list.
Tech Talk Rock.
You got it, and you know it.
Oh, cool.
Who's this? Who is this, dear? Who is this on the line?
Donna.
Hume. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Donna. Congratulations. And I think this is the first time in Tech Talk history that she won two prizes in the same show.
I know. All right. Lucky. You know what? I know you've got no time, but my husband is going in for bypass surgery, and I'm going to call him all this good news.
Okay. Don't get him too excited.
Okay, I won't.
And good luck to you. I'm going to put you on hold. Sarah's looking at me like going, what do we do with this? We'll talk to Donna after the show. Dwayne and Sarah, thank you very much. Roy McGregor from Future Shop, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Great, great time today. All right, guys, stay tuned. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, it's the Buddha Lounge. Stick with us.